The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it had been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. I'm sad to say that today Reverend Rachel has no voice. So take advantage of that while you can. So I have been asked to present her sermon for her, and I will try to channel her as best as possible. So shall we begin? I'm going to hazard a guess that most, not all of you, but most, by this time, have taken down the tree, put the Christmas decorations away, the lights might still be up on the house, but are likely unplugged. We have begun the ritual of putting away Christmas and moving into our new year filled with resolutions, great ideas, wild possibilities, dreams, wonderment, and the like. Yet, to traditionalists, today is indeed still Christmas. I am sure you all unwrapped your 12 drummers drumming this morning, no? One yes, wow. There is nothing to set Episcopal clergy on their soapboxes like arguing over when we celebrate what. Some would say we shouldn't read about the arrival of the Magi until tomorrow, which is what? What is tomorrow? The Feast of Epiphany, which we have admittedly celebrated early from time to time with a revival of the pageant king's procession just to bookend the story we tell through Advent. Facebook posts and Insta memes have been flying all week, along with comments about when is the right time to read what passage of Scripture. Yet today, I, Reverend Rachel, am far less concerned with when we read what as to the greater question that is asked by both the Magi and Herod of where. Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? Where is the child who was born King of the Jews? Is he in a manger, beneath a star, swaddled in his mother's arms, being adored by shepherds? Where is Jesus? Where is the question that the Magi ask Herod, and Herod in turn asks his chief priests and scribes? While important to note that the Magi and Herod ask the question for completely different reasons, the question is the same. Where can we find Jesus? After a study of the scriptures, the answer comes back to Bethlehem, and off the Magi go, continuing to follow the star until they find the child with his mother Mary. Which leads me, Reverend Rachel, to ask a more important question for us, regardless of where our Christmas decorations may be at this time. Where is Jesus now? Where is Jesus in our time? Where is the child who was born King of the Jews? Where is Jesus today? In your heart? In your prayers? In a photo on your wall? In your daily conversation? Or like me, is Jesus still in the drawer where you keep him when you set up your creche in Advent and then forget once again to put him out on Christmas night? I shook my head last week when I realized Jesus was still in the drawer. But I also think it is a bit symbolic of how easy it is to put away Jesus once we start the cleanup of the wrapping paper and mountains of dishes from days of cooking. We can forget the wonder and joy of Jesus' birth as we pack up the symbols of light and hope, love and joy. Thinking back 5 weeks to right before Thanksgiving, we were getting all ready for the Christmas season. We decorated, we celebrated, we shopped and wrapped, gave and got. We sung carols and told the story. And then, where did Jesus go? I think we often wrap up Jesus, our Savior, into the tissue with all the other Christmas finery and put him away until Advent next year. Thank you, little 8-pound, 6-ounce baby Jesus, for your starring role. We will see you again next year. And with that, we put away the light. We put away the love. We put away the hope. We put away the symbols of joy. Yet today's reading, regardless of when what should be read, the arrival of the Magi call us to account for what we do when we do find where, and that is the truly important question of the day, where Jesus is. Please note, the Magi don't stop searching for Jesus. They don't stop following the star. They find exactly where Jesus is located. And what do they do when they finally find where Jesus is? The Magi pay Jesus homage. They give thanks. He isn't their Messiah. They follow a whole other religion. Yet that is of no matter to these Magi, these outsiders. They realize who Jesus is, and they bow down before him, and out of their thanks, they offer this unknown child their most precious of gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So where do we find Jesus? In the last month, have you had a moment of joy? In the last month, have you had a moment where you recognized love? In this last month, did you laugh or comfort someone whose heart was broken open by deep sorrow? In this last month, did you share a meal with someone else, even if only at this table? There is Jesus. In our meeting of one another, in our relationships, in our sharing of time, of gifts, sharing hope and love. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, doesn't stop being present because we have wrapped him up in tissue for the season or left him in the drawer. Our boxes cannot contain Jesus' light and hope, love and joy. We find Jesus in so many ways, and when we do find him, in moments of happiness and sorrow, we, like the Magi, need to give thanks. Give thanks for the light and hope, for the love and the joy. Reverend Rachel's prayer as we come into this new year is that we continue to search Jesus out, continue to find Jesus in our hearts, in our homes, and in our communities through our words and actions. We must continue to ask ourselves, where are we finding Jesus in the other, in all whom we search out, and in all whom we encounter? For Jesus cannot now or ever be put away on a shelf until next year. Where do we find Jesus? We find him here. And everywhere, God's light, love, and joy shines through us. Amen.